Dear DCIS parents, with no full half term break this term, the busyness of the term seems even more concentrated. It seems no time since I was last writing my newsletter piece. Over the last 4 weeks, we've had a number of fantastic activities. Four intrepid Year 5 students, accompanied by Mr. Baines, travelled to Boston for the third annual NAE MIT STEAM Festival. When I met up with them upon their return, I had to tell them that I'm often jealous as groups of children and staff head off for exciting adventures. But as a science teacher, I'm especially envious of this trip, as the chance to work with the MIT professors for a week is such an amazing opportunity. Suffice to say that all five members of the DCIS team were mesmerised by their time in the US, despite some heavy-duty jet lag. The primary Phobosphere team had a very successful few days in Phuket. We went up a division from last year, so we knew we were up against bigger schools and stiffer competition. The team rose to the occasion and each team member excelled, making us very proud. I'm very grateful to the large number of parents who travelled to support our team. I am told we had the largest and best dressed parent group. Sporting school also continues to be successful with some excellent access results and some keenly fought inter-house swimming competitions. This week we received the results of the Singapore Kangaroo Maths Contest. I'm very, very pleased to announce that we had also had some fantastic results. From the 25 students entered, we had 5 gold medals and 10 bronze medals. All the students who participated did a marvellous job and should be extremely proud of themselves. For our Year 11 and 13 students, this half term has only really had one focus, and that's examinations. These have started well and we look forward to students receiving their results in the summer. We're also looking forward to our first Year 13 graduation at Eden Hall shortly after the long weekend half term. A very important and exciting milestone for the school. We welcome back Andy Barrett at Dover Court to support our Diversity Day. Andy is an ex-Paralympic wheelchair rugby player, and we worked across a wide range of classes on the activities to build empathy and understanding of others, as well as giving tips on being an elite athlete to our GCSE PE students. Andy also wrote the first note on our What is Diversity wall at the entrance of the school. This was so successful that notes blossomed out onto the main reception doors and elsewhere. As long-standing parents will know, we have been working with the LTA on a suitable crossing for longer than the 3 years I have been here. Our families and colleagues who have been here for over 10 years tell me that this has been a periodic discussion for a long time. Having made recent statements on the crossing's opening date, I recently vowed to stay silent until we had concrete proof that building was in action. I'm pleased to say that we now have the electrics in position, the trees are being cleared, and we're starting to build the infrastructure needed on both sides of the road. Our contractors are working closely with the LTA to finalise this preparation work. The installation and the commissioning of the traffic lights will happen after this. This is all due to be completed in July, so from the 2019-2020 school year, we will have a safer way to cross the road to the Dover MRT bus stops or the Polytechnic car park. Progress on the new secondary building and the sports facility continue to go well. We've finalised the layout of the inside of the building and we're still on track to open both facilities ready for the new school year. I'm very grateful to Mr. Bull and his team for the hard work they've put in sourcing and ordering all that we need to further bolster our expanded spaces.
Thank you for listening to the Dover Court podcast. Please subscribe to our channel.